Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley D.
Play the fools into the dupes of ill-designing men? I think not in any sense of the word. We have another woman with no history of heart issue die suddenly of cardiac arrest. Friends call on the community for help. Now, in all honesty, friends, I just got to ask the question, where were all of her friends when they should have been the one reporting the information concerning the dangers of these said experimental jabs? Where were they? You know, I got somebody just the other day talking to me about how, you know, what love is and how I'm off base on love and all this other stuff. I hear it all the time, friends, but when I look at Scripture, I'm trying to figure out where their love is, because love warns. And I'm thinking of Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. I'm thinking about Revelation 3, where it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. I see Proverbs 27, and I think of faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I mean, folks, they wait until the ambulance is at the bottom of the mountain where people destroy themselves. They help them after they crash to their own destruction, but they say nothing to them before the destruction takes place. Where are those that warn? I mean, folks, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We warn men. That is real love. It also tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, let love be without iniquity. That means without lawlessness. And then I also think of the book of Romans, and it talks about in the Romans 15, where it talks about let love be without dissimulation. And then in the book of Peter, it talks about let love be unseen, not a counterfeit covering. Where are we getting off suggesting that love withholds the truth, friends, in warning men? Where are people hearing this? Where are people effeminizing? Where are they receiving this indoctrination and this heretical ideology, friends, that love pulls the teeth out, or should I say, love somehow or another, it's got to be gutted without its backbone there in thrusting itself forth in warning men to flee from the wrath to come. Or in this case, prevention would have been better than cure. In this case, it would have been better for one of her good friends to tell her, listen, there's a long history of crimes against humanity concerning the people that are trying to sell us these experimental jabs. Is that where her friends were? Absolutely not. They wait until she dies suddenly of a cardiac arrest. And now the friends are calling on the community for help. You know, it does tell us that in the end times, friends, that the love of many waxeth cold because of the works of lawlessness. Yep, they allow the bad guys, the workers of lawlessness, to do the things that they do in destroying and in essence, friends, genociding the people on a massive scale. And with that said, they do absolutely nothing but praise those people, only to find out those people that they're praising are actually the ones that are destroying them. And it should come as no surprise, again, thinking of Scripture here, friends, in Proverbs 28, where it talks about those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. They do. And isn't the love of God found at the end of the law? The fulfilling of the law is love. And yet they've completely removed the law of love from their conversations. And they think it's love. It's just this soft, effeminate, don't tell anybody the truth, because if you do, that's not love, folks. God's love is just the exact opposite. He warns because he loves. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And again, the fulfilling of that law is love. And most people don't even take the time to read Scripture to know the difference. Remember, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that if you love one another, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why would he be hated for his love if it equates to what man preaches in America today? I'm embarrassed for Americans, friends. Where is the love? My kids go out in the middle of the street. Is it love for me to just go ahead and say nothing to them, or to get in their face and tell them to get out of the street? Because if they don't, they're going to get hit. And Scripture also tells us he who withholds the rod hates his son. Let's put a little rod in our love, friends, with one another. Iron sharpens iron. Does that sound familiar, friends? Absolutely it does. If God is love, God is not sitting back, allowing his church to sit there and play up to something that he is not. And I am telling you right now what you are hearing concerning the version of love in action is not love at all. We show the world our faith in a labor of love by our works, period. And I'm saying two things now. Also wanted to highlight this. This is interesting. This is support for a family after a brilliant mother of five dies of toxic shock. Huh. What do you think that could be about, friends? If anybody wants to go ahead and weigh in and share with me concerning their thoughts, that would be fantastic. I got another thing that just popped up today concerning what's going on social media platforms. As I've shared with you before, by playing many videos for you in the past, concerning those that are selling you these experimental jabs, isn't it interesting how none of them have gotten the experimental jabs? Isn't that interesting? Everybody's dying but them. Why is that? Because they never received it. That's why they know all the well as to what they're doing. Just ask Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself, that wants to lower the world population. As I said, folks, if you want to see if it's effective and safe, let Billy go first. Let Anthony Fauci go first. Let Donald Trump go first. Let Joe Biden go first. Let the governors across the United States of America go first. And what do? They get up on television. They got these little fake syringes that they use with springs on the end of the needles and on the plungers, friends. They use them in movies. We played that for you. We showed you that it's all a farce. And I told you not a one of them received the said experimental jabs. Well, guess what we're finding out now, friends? Breitbart just reported that president of Spanish pharma company on the list of over 2,200 people with fake vaccine papers. They're fake papers, friends, where the people are putting themselves under false pretenses, fiend pretenses, buying on the black market fake vaccine papers. In other words, friends, they're fake papers sharing with the said authorities that they've been vaccinated, when in fact they're fake papers. Wow, isn't this interesting how it just takes us so long to catch up to what in fact is happening? Fake European coronavirus vaccine passport sales surging online.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's in California taking a look at just a bit of the devastation that Mother Nature has dumped on the Golden State.
California has really experienced some unprecedented storms. 9 atmospheric rivers that have gone through since right before the new year.
That's FEMA Director Deanne Criswell on Air Force One. Alec Baldwin's vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The Treasury Department says extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting on its already committed debt. Some House Republicans have demanded spending cuts in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling, but Democrats in the White House want to raise the limit without conditions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for...
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF, what is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking. All of the things that make men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Brighty on Radio, free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on Brightian.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally, so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Brighty on Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Brighty on Radio.
They never received their experimental jabs. If you look at many of the families of those that have been... advocating and propagandizing you concerning these experimental jabs, you can rest assured, friends, that they haven't gotten their experimental jabs neither. And don't think for one moment that these people do not, I'm sorry, these criminals don't know exactly what they're doing. And the person I can constantly revert back to is the person that's constantly recreating another virus. And the reason that he is doing this, and I'm speaking to Bill Gates, is because he's the one that is investing into vaccines. And somehow or another, the people on a global basis think that he's qualified to talk about this. No, he's a salesman. And again, he's the one that called for world depopulation. And he's the one that said verbatim, again, we played this 15 times on this show, where he said it himself, we played the videos, where he said, if we do a really good job on vaccinating the people and aborting society, we can lower that by 3.6 billion people. Now, it's funny because, and I've highlighted this before, but the mainstream media wants you to believe that it's fake. Hey, folks, wherever they send their fact checkers to basically try to discredit you, always keep in mind it's the same thing Satan did. Satan did that to that of Eve when he said, have God said. They always want you to question the truth. Don't question the truth. Question the mainstream media. And considering those such as Snopes and the fact checkers, that they're CIA covers, friends. We already know that about Snopes. And the fact checkers are former employees, useful idiots in the hands of the likes of CNN. And the fact checkers have been exposed over and over and over again of those that are just in there trying to poison the wells of truth so that you might question the truth rather than their lies. Well, the advantage that they have on the people right now, and Romans 1:18 comes to my aid, is the fact that they hold the truth and righteousness. What people say they believe and what they really believe are two different stories. I've shared this with you 1,000 times, but yesterday at this event that I did in Rancho Santa Fe, I asked the question, how many people believe the media? Well, of course, they say, you know, nobody believes the media. You might see one or two hands go up if you're lucky. Okay, but the fact of the matter is that there's 94% of the American people that don't believe the media. What are your talking points? What are the things that you're concerned about in society? And the things that they're talking about is simply, and the things that are bothering them are simply burdens coming from the mainstream media, and they're parroting them in thought. But again, they'll tell you they don't believe the media, but that's all they listen to. It's called hypocrisy, to say the least, friends. And I seen another demonstration of that yesterday. And I'm not talking about the fact that I was hanging out with a bunch of hypocrites. I'm saying that I'm doing my job as a preacher because the law of truth is in my mouth, Malachi 2:6. And it's my job to straighten things out and give them a knowledge of the truth, because in counter to that and in contrast to that, it tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So going back to Bill Gates, hey, folks, if Bill Gates wants to immunize the whole world, you first, Billy. We know that he's making grand dividends off of his investments because of ignorant people that say they don't believe Bill Gates. But when Bill Gates tells them they need to go get their shots, they go out and they get their shots, and then they suffer the consequences. And then the society wakes up to the fact that they've been lied to because they didn't want to listen to guys like us before they actually took the experimental jab. And I'm just making the point here, friends, that these said leaders that got their vaccinations, isn't it interesting, folks, how they're free? I just seen this again. Isn't it interesting the government's giving away all these free shots? Since when did the government give out anything that was free? And if it's free to get our said vaccinations, as they call them, to basically immunize ourselves against disease, to cause us to be impervious to disease, Then I got another question for you. Then why is it that all medical bills are not completely eradicated? Because it's not about health, folks. It's not about what they're putting into your body. How come people have to sell their homes when they get cancer? How come people have to sell their home? How come people are afraid and scared to death to get sick? Because they know the bills that are going to be tallied up on their behalf if they do get sick. And the fact of the matter is, it's not about the people's health. Again, the same government that's telling you to go get a free shot is also the same government, and the American people let them do it because we are the government, preamble to the U.S. Constitution. But it's interesting that if it was really about our health, friends, it would transpire to be just that. But we see clearly that's not at all what it is. And I've told you for the last 2 years, if you allow the government to go ahead and sanction the murder of the innocent and the womb, do you think that they're going to actually try to get a vaccine in your body so that you can live longer? You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. And it's exactly the fruit of what we're seeing today. I wish people would listen to prevention is better than cure, rather than waiting for something bad to happen before they respond. But they don't. They suffer the abuse. They suffer the abuse. I want you to see some more things here. Because it's not just the president of the Spanish pharmaceutical company, it's PharmaMar is what it is. It's right here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or before it's news.com, top left side of the page. But it tells us the president is one of the over 2,200 people listed by Spanish police as having purchased fake coronavirus vaccination documents. Friends, can I just ask you something? Really? If we were in a civil society and we were a society and a culture that was ruled by God's moral law, the only question that needs to be begged here is, why isn't this individual, let's just go over to Spain and talk about him in a moment, but I want to take what's going on over in Spain, and I want you to bring it here into America, because there's plenty of these same people here in America. How is it that they're not hanging from a rope yet? How is it that the people at large have not lawfully dealt with these people? I mean, seriously, in the 1800s, if you killed, you were hung publicly. And Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us just that. If someone means to kill you, you are to prevent the crime by bringing it back upon their head. That's what we used to do in this country. If you were to abort a baby during the turn of the 19th century, friends, you would have gone to prison for a long, long time. And notice over the decades, notice over the centuries, they're getting lighter on the law over and over, not in deterring the crime, Proverbs 16:6, but advocating for the crime. And then they advocate for the crime, and then what happens, they show more mercy to the one that commits the crime than the innocent victim themselves. Is there something wrong with a society like that? Well, that's what you're becoming. Look at how emboldened these people are. Now they're being caught with fake vaccination papers. These are the people that sold you these said vaccinations. We have in Breitbart, London, fake here, I want to show this to you. Fake European coronavirus vaccine passport sales surging online. They're buying fake passports, okay? SpongeBob SquarePants, Adolf Hitler granted vaccine passports in EU, security breach. I mean, this is insane what's going on, folks, but it's very telling, is it not? It's showing you that they'll do anything for money. They'll sell their soul. They'll murder their brothers. They'll murder their sisters. They'll murder their children for money. And again, the American people are accomplice to these crimes in this country because they've been allowing their corrupt government to do this far too long. And what we're seeing right now concerning these people dying from these experimental jabs is merely the seed that has been sown, and now we're beginning to reap it. For the babies that have been murdered, you're starting to see the people and the recompense from heaven upon the heads of those that have given it a pass. And isn't it interesting, friends, that the very first people that were aimed at were the elderly people. And if you look at a lot of the elderly people, friends, they're the ones that are responsible for bringing us where we're at today. I've heard it said by a famous preacher, John Wesley, who had said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. That's exactly right. What one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. And who's brought us to the position that we're in today, for the most part? The older generations. It's sad to say, folks, but the fact of the matter is it's very true. What we're going to do on the other side here, because the show is named, CEO of Pfizer caught and confronted on the streets of Davos, we're going to come back and I'm going to do my best to play it out for you. And I want you to see what happened when he got busted on the streets by these two, well, what should I say, common men that wanted the truth concerning the CEO Pfizer and what it is that he's responsible for. The truth of the matter that comes from my thoughts, friends, is the fact that, again, asking the question, how did this guy make it to the end of the street? I have no idea. I'm surprised he made it to the end of the street. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Yes, they're pretty quiet out there. I noticed we got a lot of comments going back and forth on our live chat over on Rumble. Totally appreciate that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, friends, I'm not looking for friendly fire all the time. If you want to go ahead and contend, you can do that. Jude 3 and 4. If you want to call in and you have some sincere things that you want to bring to our attention, please do stick to the topic. And again, if you want to go ahead and throw something at, in questioning concerning some of the things that we're sharing with you over here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, please do. The number's 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this video. And, Avi Yemeni actually highlighted this. So this is them over in Davos, and I believe this just happened last night. Yes, it did. Just last night, someone sent this over to me, and he highlighted we had caught him. Watch what happened when I spotted Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, on the streets in Davos today. We finally asked him all the questions the mainstream media refuses to ask. So there he just again said what you listeners over at sonsoflibertyradio.com, both morning show and afternoon show, need to listen and take heed to. We finally asked him all the questions the mainstream media refuses to ask him. Why would the mainstream media refuse to ask him real questions concerning his experimental jabs? The mainstream media has no problem by propagandizing you into believing that you must take it or else. And yet, friends, I'm here with the Constitution of the United States of America, and I can't find anywhere where they have the constitutional authority to do that. Right? They can't do that. They don't have the authority to do that. And I've said it 1,000 times, friends, the burden of proof is on them, and they can't answer the question, as you're about to see. But why is the mainstream media, why is it that you can't count on them? Why is there no credibility with them? Because they're working for the same people that are selling you the poison called the vaccines, as Bill Gates calls them, and Joe Biden at this point calls them. So let's go ahead and let's have you go ahead and take a listen to what it looks like when one of these devils is actually confronted. Check this out.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us, and this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighty on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrightyOnMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrightyOnMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
Now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here is the CEO of Pfizer's caught and confronted on the streets of Davos. And I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this, because the absolute arrogance, folks, of these people is incredible. But I got to tell you, further than that, at least as far as I've thought this through, friends, I'm surprised that he made it down the street, because I have suspected so often that sooner or later, one of these children or one of these family members is going to take the experimental jab. He's going to die. And one of the family members is going to see it through and making sure that it doesn't happen again to somebody else. So when I say that I'm surprised that the CEO of Pfizer got to the end of the street, I sincerely am surprised that he made it to the end of the street. Because, like I said, folks, the history of man is you can oppress him only for so long before he actually stands up and deals with the people. And so anyways, with that said, I wanted to cover a couple things here just to get caught up. Yesterday, I had David Knight do the show. And this is all brand new information again. And I want to repeat this because I'm going to continuously rehearse this in the ears of the American people until they understand that this is happening in their own backyard. We have another seventh grader awake after suffering two cardiac arrests, medically induced coma. We all know what's going on there, friends. Again, one of the victims, innocent victims, concerning one that made himself prey through the parents concerning the experimental jabs. We have a 17-year-old softball star who dies suddenly after collapsing from heart failure. This is brand new. 17-year-old softball star dies suddenly after collapsing from heart failure. Then we have a 2-year-old child who died suddenly one day after receiving both the COVID vaccine and annual flu vaccine. And again, I hope people are understanding what this is all about, because it's not what they sold us in any sense of the word. Edward Pressman, producer of Wall Street, The Crow, Conan the Barbarian, he dies 79 years old. Again, not making accusation that everybody's dying from the experimental jab, but I am saying look at the timing, because I've never seen this in all of my life. We also have Van Conner, Screaming Trees bassist and co-founder, who just died at 55 years old. Come on, folks. This is just getting more ridiculous as the days go on. Then we have Dr. Harriet, staunch critic of anti-vaxxers and alternative medicine. She dies in her sleep. Did you hear what I said? She was a staunch critic of anti-vaxxers in alternative medicine. She dies in her sleep. What do you think she died from, friends? Did we all play the fools into the dupes of ill-designing men? I think not in any sense of the word. We have another woman with no history of heart issue dies suddenly of cardiac arrest. Friends call on the community for help. Now, in all honesty, friends, I just got to ask the question, where were all of her friends when they should have been the one reporting the information concerning the dangers of these said experimental jabs? Where were they? You know, I got somebody just the other day talking to me about how, you know, what love is and how I'm off base on love and all this other stuff. I hear it all the time, friends, but when I look at scripture, I'm trying to figure out where their love is, because love warns. And I'm thinking of Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. I'm thinking about Revelation 3, where it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. I see Proverbs 27, and I think of faithful are the wounds of a friend, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I mean, folks, they wait until the ambulance is at the bottom of the mountain where people destroy themselves. They help them after they crash to their own destruction, but they say nothing to them before the destruction takes place. Where are those that warn? I mean, folks, knowing the care of the Lord, we persuade men. We warn men. That is real love. It also tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, let love be without iniquity. That means without lawlessness. And then I also think of the book of Romans, and it talks about in the Romans 15, where it talks about let love be without dissimulation. And then in the book of Peter, it talks about let love be unfeigned, not a counterfeit covering. Where are we getting off suggesting that love withholds the truth, friends, in warning men? Where are people hearing this? Where are people effeminizing? Where are they receiving this indoctrination and this heretical ideology, friends, that love pulls the teeth out, or should I say, love somehow or another is, it's got to be gutted with, without its backbone there in thrusting itself forth in warning men to flee from the wrath to come. Or in this case, prevention would have been better than cure. In this case, it would have been better for one of her good friends to tell her, listen, there's a long history of crimes against humanity concerning the people that are trying to sell us these experimental jabs. Is that where her friends were? Absolutely not. They wait until she dies suddenly of a cardiac arrest. And now the friends are calling on the community for help. You know, it does tell us that in the end times, friends, that the love of many waxeth cold because of the works of lawlessness. Yep, they allow the bad guys, the workers of lawlessness, to do the things that they do in destroying and, in essence, friends, genociding the people on a massive scale. And with that said, they do absolutely nothing but praise those people, only to find out those people that they're praising are actually the ones that are destroying them. And it should come as no surprise, again, thinking of Scripture here, friends, in Proverbs 28, where it talks about those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. They do. And isn't the love of God found at the end of the law? The fulfilling of the law is love. And yet they've completely removed the law of love from their conversations. And they think it's love. It's just this soft, effeminate, don't tell anybody the truth because if you do, that's not love, folks. God's love is just the exact opposite. He warns because he loves. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And again, the fulfilling of that law is love. And most people don't even take the time to read Scripture to know the difference. Remember, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that if you love one another, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Well, why would he be hated for his love if it equates to what man preaches in America today? I'm embarrassed for Americans, friends. Where is the love? My kids go out in the middle of the street. That love for me to just go ahead and say nothing to them or to get in their face and tell them to get out of the street, because if they don't, they're going to get hit. And Scripture also tells us, he who withholds the rod hates his son. Let's put a little rod in our love, friends, with one another. Iron sharpens iron. Does that sound familiar, friends? Absolutely it does. If God is love, God is not sitting back allowing his church to sit there and play up to something that he is not. And I am telling you right now what you are hearing concerning the version of love in action is not love at all. We show the world our faith in a labor of love by our works, period. And I'm saying two things now. Also wanted to highlight this. This is interesting. This is support for a family after a brilliant mother of five dies of toxic shock. Huh. What do you think that could be about, friends? If anybody wants to go ahead and weigh in and share with me concerning their thoughts, that would be fantastic. I got another thing that just popped up today concerning what's going on social media platforms. As I've shared with you before, by playing many videos for you in the past, concerning those that are selling you these experimental jabs, isn't it interesting how none of them have gotten the experimental jabs? Isn't that interesting? Everybody's dying but them. Why is that? Because they never received it. That's why they know all the well as to what they're doing. Just ask Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself, that wants to lower the world population. As I said, folks, if you want to see if it's effective and safe, let Billy go first. Let Anthony Fauci go first. Let Donald Trump go first. Let Joe Biden go first. Let the governors across the United States of America go first. And what do? They get up on television. They got these little fake syringes that they use with springs on the end of the needles and on the plungers, friends. They use them in movies. We played that for you. We showed you that it's all a farce. And I told you not a one of them received the said experimental jabs. Well, guess what we're finding out now, friends? Breitbart just reported that president of Spanish pharma company on the list of over 2,200 people with fake vaccine papers. They're fake papers, friends, where the people are putting themselves under false pretenses. being pretenses, buying on the black market fake vaccine papers. In other words, friends, they're fake papers sharing with the said authorities that they've been vaccinated, when in fact they're fake papers. Wow, isn't this interesting how it just takes us so long to catch up to what in fact is happening? Fake European coronavirus vaccine passport sales surging online.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's in California taking a look at just a bit of the devastation that Mother Nature has dumped on the Golden State.
California has really experienced some unprecedented storms. 9 atmospheric rivers that have gone through since right before the new year.
That's FEMA Director Deanne Criswell on Air Force One. Alec Baldwin's vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The Treasury Department says extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting on its already committed debt. Some House Republicans have demanded spending cuts in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling, but Democrats in the White House want to raise the limit without conditions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Again, this is on the Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live from Southern California. We're in Rancho Santa Fe. I'm still learning all these names down here in California. I got to tell you, folks, I love California. I've always loved California, and I'm just happy to be here and whenever the door of opportunity opens up for us. I also wanted to let you know that we're going to be back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. I guess we got 4 to 6 inches of snow coming right now, so I'm looking forward to that, right? In Minnesota, but we'll be back in the saddle on Saturday doing the live show again. I wanted to get back to this because, again, I just want to keep people up to par as to what's going on here. The president of Spanish Pharma Company is on the list of over 2,200 people with fake vaccine papers. In other words, they never received their experimental jabs. If you look at many of the families of those that have been advocating and propagandizing you concerning these experimental jabs, you can rest assured, friends, that they haven't gotten their experimental jabs neither. And don't think for one moment that these people do not, I'm sorry, these criminals don't know exactly what they're doing. And the person I can constantly revert back to is the person that's constantly recreating another virus. And the reason that he is doing this, and I'm speaking to Bill Gates, is because he's the one that is investing into vaccines. And somehow or another, the people on a global basis think that he's qualified to talk about this. No, he's a salesman. And again, he's the one that called for world depopulation. And he's the one that said verbatim, again, we played this 15 times on the show, where he said it himself, we played the videos, where he said, if we do a really good job on vaccinating the people and aborting society, we can lower that by 3.6 billion people. Now, it's funny because, and I've highlighted this before, but the mainstream media wants you to believe that it's fake. Hey, folks, wherever they send their fact checkers to basically try to discredit you, always keep in mind it's the same thing Satan did. Satan did that to that of Eve when he said, "Hath God said?" They always want you to question the truth. Don't question the truth. Question the mainstream media. And considering those such as Snopes and the fact checkers, that they're CIA covers, friends. We already know that about Snopes. And the fact checkers are former employees, useful idiots in the hands of the likes of CNN. And the fact checkers have been exposed over and over and over again of those that are just in there trying to poison the wells of truth so that you might question the truth rather than their lies. Well, the advantage that they have on the people right now, and Romans 1:18 comes to my aid, is the fact that they hold the truth and righteousness. What people say they believe and what they really believe are two different stories. I've shared this with you 1,000 times, but yesterday at this event that I did in Rancho Santa Fe, I asked the question, how many people believe the media? Well, of course, they say, you know, nobody believes the media. You might see one or two hands go up if you're lucky. Okay, but the fact of the matter is that there's 94% of the American people that don't believe the media. What are your talking points? What are the things that you're concerned about in society? And the things that they're talking about is simply, and the things that are bothering them are simply burdens coming from the mainstream media, and they're parroting them in thought. But again, they'll tell you they don't believe the media, but that's all they listen to. It's called hypocrisy, to say the least, friends. And I've seen another demonstration of that yesterday. And I'm not talking about the fact that I was hanging out with a bunch of hypocrites. I'm saying that I'm doing my job as a preacher because the law of truth is in my mouth, Malachi 2:6, and it's my job to straighten things out and give them a knowledge of the truth. Because in counter to that, and in contrast to that, it tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So going back to Bill Gates, hey, folks, if Bill Gates wants to immunize the whole world, you first, Billy. We know that he's making grand dividends off of his investments because of ignorant people that say they don't believe Bill Gates. But when Bill Gates tells them they need to go get their shots, they go out and they get their shots, and then they suffer the consequences, and then the society wakes up to the fact that they've been lied to because they didn't want to listen to guys like us before they actually took the experimental jab. And I'm just making the point here, friends, that these said leaders that got their vaccinations, isn't it interesting, folks, how they're free? I just seen this again. Isn't it interesting the government's giving away all these free shots? Since when did the government give out anything that was free? And if it's free to get our said vaccinations, as they call them, to basically immunize ourselves against disease, to cause us to be impervious to disease, then I got another question for you. Then why is it that all medical bills are not completely eradicated? Because it's not about health, folks. It's not about what they're putting into your body. How come people have to sell their homes when they get cancer? How come people have to sell their home? How come people are afraid and scared to death to get sick? Because they know the bills that are going to be tallied up on their behalf if they do get sick. And the fact of the matter is, it's not about the people's health. Again, the same government that's telling you to go get a free shot is also the same government, and the American people let them do it because we are the government, preamble to the U.S. Constitution. But it's interesting that if it was really about our health, friends, it would transpire to be just that. But we see clearly that's not at all what it is. And I've told you for the last 2 years, if you allow the government to go ahead and sanction the murder of the innocent and the womb, do you think that they're going to actually try to get a vaccine in your body so that you can live longer? You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. And it's exactly the fruit of what we're seeing today. I wish people would listen to prevention is better than cure rather than waiting for something bad to happen before they respond. But they don't. They suffer the abuse. They suffer the abuse. I want you to see some more things here, because it's not just the president of the Spanish pharmaceutical company. It's PharmaMar is what it is. It's right here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. But it tells us the president is one of the over 2,200 people listed by Spanish police as having purchased fake coronavirus vaccination documents. Friends, can I just ask you something, really? If we were in a civil society, and we were a society and a culture that was ruled by God's moral law,